This episode of the Beauty Industry Podcast was brought to you by Professional Beauty Solutions. Hello and welcome to the Beauty Industry Podcast, your online support community for the professional beauty industry. I am your host, founding director of Beauty Industry, Tamara Reid. Here, we are closing the competitive gap and speaking your language. This is a platform created and dedicated to the professional beauty industry, valuing community over competition. We serve to help connect you with inspiration from industry experts, expand your knowledge through educational pieces, and bring you the latest in product and technology innovation. This is Beauty Industry. Today, my guest is Denise Ling from Professional Beauty Solutions. Denise is a Senior Business Development Manager at PVS who has travelled through many different segments of the industry and has now landed her dream role where she gets to travel the state of New South Wales, helping businesses achieve success. One of the tips Denise and the team at PVS strongly believe in is the power of before and after photos. Not only do these before and after images emphasize a salon's credibility as a legitimate, results-driven salon, but they also work to attract new customers, increase treatment bookings, boost sales, and see profits soar. Earlier this year, PVS launched their Client Transformation Journeys competition to their partnered salons, giving them the chance to showcase their client case studies and before and after photos. And by simply entering, they went in the running to win a Dermalux Flex LED device, which is very impressive and quite the cool prize. Using combination of technologies such as skin needling, LED and mesotherapy, the team at PVS were blown away by the results their clients were achieving through layering modalities and achieving treatment courses. Today, PVS's Denise joins us to educate us on how we can successfully layer treatments and optimize our client results and to increase our revenue by using multiple modalities. From Professional Beauty Solutions, today we welcome Denise. Denise, welcome to the Beauty Industry Podcast.
Hi, Tamara. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being a guest today. Denise, you may know this, but we start all of our podcast interviews by traveling back to the beginning of our guest career. And I would love to start with you there today. How did you get into beauty and aesthetics?
Well, I suppose like most of us, I started my journey 18 or 19 years ago back in Ireland, and where I first completed my Sedesco training. Like most, the minute I finished school, I always knew I wanted to work in the beauty industry. So I started as a beauty therapist. And from there, I kind of got into managing spas and some salons. And my obsession for skin it grew and grew and grew. And I'm completely skin obsessed 19 years later. So now currently, obviously, I work with Professional Beauty Solutions. And I mostly work with our salon partners now, helping them obviously to grow their business. But one of my favorite things that I like to do is ensuring that they have the right technologies that suits their business model and teaching them how to combine them modalities to really get the most out of their service menu and results for their clients. So that's what I think I'm passionate about the most.
Yeah, interesting. Did you know that you wanted to go into business development when you were a therapist? Like, did you have that experience where you saw the BDM flit in and out and have the beautiful coffees and go, that's what I want to do?
I've got to be careful because honestly, I didn't, to be honest. I cared so much about the salons and the therapists and the clients that I didn't have the best experiences with sales reps in the past, but I actually got headhunted because I was exceptionally good at recommending home care and retail. I was really passionate about skin management. So I suppose I was approached actually when I was managing a salon in Queensland, believe it or not, at the time, to become a business development manager. And I had said, absolutely not. And as I got to really understand what the role involved, I suppose I didn't want to be called a sales rep. I felt it was a dirty word, right?
Yes.
But I really cared about the business side of our industry and the development of that. And that's why when I started working for PBS, being a business development manager and not a sales representative was very important to me. So, yeah. So does that answer that for you? It's probably, and I'm being truthful on that. I think sales reps have it, and it's unfair sometimes, you know, they do have that kind of, I suppose we see sales as a dirty word, you know, and I was like, I don't want to be a salesperson. I want to help people truly grow their business. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And I think, and I've said this before on the podcast, but like BDMs are so underutilized. And I think sometimes they are put in that basket of like sales or account management, you know, yes. And there's all these kind of like, yeah. As you said, dirty words to describe yeah. a business development manager. But it's true because you've had the skill of the therapist. So you understand what the team needs and on a practical level, what the day-to-day looks like. You've yeah. had the skill of being the business manager. So you understand the stock levels and, you know, all of the KPIs from a business owner point of view. And now as a BDM, you understand because you have so many different conversations with business owners, like the landscape yeah. of the industry, and you understand the figures and all of the things. So I think that business development is the perfect description of the role because you are truly helping business owners develop their business, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's important. I think it's important to be able to relate to them on all of them levels that you've just mentioned, but not just speak it, but really live it with them. Like as in, you know, a lot of people kind of say that, but how do you really kind of put that into practice with them? And I work really hard on kind of following through with that promise to them. And why I partnered with PBS was their whole value was aligned with you know, their mission was they truly want their salons to become the most profitable in the industry and also the most educated. And so I was like, well, what tools do we have? Like we need, you know, so I feel like they have some of the best tools, like their marketing team and their training that they provide is exceptional. And that was really important to me. I think as a distribution or a product supplier now, it's not just enough that you sell a device or you sell skincare. There are so much more to making sure that that's successful. And yeah, training and education obviously come part with that. So yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what I love doing.
Yes. And that's one of the big things you've just called out like a gold nugget for me that PBS does so well and Matt and Lisa and the team really drive is it's more than just a distribution company, you know, like yeah. anyone can facilitate a distribution company and go, okay, we've got all these brands. Now let's just sell all of the brands. Right. Yeah. But what they do is so much more and they really harness, you know, you guys who are out there in the field, the uh-huh. education team, and also really put that emphasis on the people in the ground doing the work, you know, and I know yeah. that you guys recently hosted the client transformation journeys, which yeah. by the way, like those results are so impressive. How did, you know, a campaign like this kind of come to fruition? And, you know, as I was just talking about those kinds of results, but mm-hmm. what on a practical level did you see in terms mm-hmm. of those business transformations?
Yeah, I suppose how it came about really was, we saw a massive influx to Mara last year, just before we went into lockdown, in sales of our Dermalux LED, the Flex MD device in particular. Like the sales just boomed. And maybe it was the lockdown, I don't know why, but the sales boomed. And so from them sales, what our clients started doing was just, and naturally this happens when you have a good relationship with your salon partners, they'll send you through pictures of their client and they'll be like, oh, Denise, you know, I'm dealing with this really intricate skin issue. What would you recommend? And I'd be, you know, and I'd be texting them back. So try, you know, we always play off each other really well like that. But we just started getting so many good before and after photos. They were just naturally sharing with them with us. And the results I had never seen before. So we could see salons were becoming more confident and more confident in that transformational journey and bringing their client through that. So kind of we believe so much in the power of what that before and after photo can do, not just for the client, but for the business. And we've seen businesses truly grow because they're so good at promoting that before and after journey on their social or on their website. So it was out of that I guess we decided we need to have a competition so that we can reward our salon partners for all this hard work that they were putting in. I mean, we were seeing photos that clients and salons were taking on their skin client journey that were taking 6 months, but the results were like, so some were doing results journeys in 2 months, or 3 months, and 6 months, and some even close to that 9 months. And I just thought, we have to reward them for this hard work. So that's how it came about. And we ran the competition pretty much for about 3 months, I think. I think it was 3 months. We could have ran it for 6 months. We could have ran it for a year, but we had a cutoff date. And the transformations that blew us away the most, Tamara, were the ones that combined really good treatment programs and that were combining modalities in particular. So whether it was LED or IPL and needling combined, or peels and needling and LED, or fractional mesotherapy, like the list was incredible. And so I guess we'd never seen results like that before. So yeah, that's how it came about. And yeah, I truly believe in showcasing your results and what that can do for your business. It's incredible.
Absolutely.
Actually, the salon that got the best one, they got a free LED device from PBS. So yeah.
Oh, I wish I could have entered. I would love one of those in my home.
Yeah.
I guess when we scroll through the gram and through social media and we go to make a booking at a clinic or at a salon, like the proof is in the pudding, right? When you see like the before skin and the after skin, you go, oh my goodness, how can I get those same results? You know, like for me, absolutely, my biggest concern is pigmentation, you know? So when I see melasma before and after, or even just like superficial epidermal pigment, I'm like, give me that treatment.
Yeah. And you sought out salons that have good before and after photos. Like, I think that's what millennials do now. You know, that's the new way of how do you find a salon that you want to go to? You check out their gram and have they got good before and after photos. So yeah, that's the way people shop now, you know?
Absolutely. And from like a business development point of view, in terms of like increasing profit, and that's what you say at PBS, you know, we want our business owners and their businesses to be the most profitable in the entire industry. Like when we look at layering treatments and combining modalities, you're looking at upgrading, you're looking at cross-selling, you know, from a client who might be having IPL hair removal or laser hair removal, all of a sudden you can cross-sell into skin rejuve and vascular and, you know, capillary work and all of these types of things, which doesn't get you more clients, but what it does get you is those clients who are already knowing, liking, and loving your business to spend more, which is exactly what we want. We want that increased basket size, that increased average spend from the client, right?
Absolutely. I think it does, it's like the side effects of doing that completely affect more than just that profit in your in your business. It also is kind of setting you out as that that specialist in skin health management. And naturally, when you, I suppose, integrating a really good treatment plan is the key. So, and it has a significant impact on the benefits for the client, and it'll also get them long-term results as well. So it's not just about that instant quick fix. And we are guilty of wanting to do that really quickly for clients. We see that client that comes to us like you, Tamara, and you say, I just want to get rid of this pigmentation spot. And we tend to go straight and we want to do that. But sometimes we just need to slow down and really build out that treatment program and really analyze that skin. And I guess that's what we're really passionate about. The BDMs at PBS, we really want to sit down and understand not just what you have from us, by the way. I will say that, like, it's not just we teach you what you have, what you purchase with us in devices. I like to look at everything that they have on their menu and say, okay, well, if you're getting a lot of these type of clients and they're this age group, what can we do to layer in all of these and really stretch out a good treatment program? And that in itself, so it's not just as simple as adding on sometimes a device in that moment. It's really planning it, I think, makes a big difference. That's when you see the visits of your client, they come back to you more. So your average spend of your client naturally grows. So it's and also their results are insane. So they then start, the reputation that you build from that is incredible. And happier clients is really what we all want. We want to retain the clients that we have. You know, Matt always says, if, you know, if every, imagine if you never lost one client throughout your experience in the industry, rather than putting so much money into garnering new clients. I think we want to make sure that a client doesn't just come for us for a great facial and they go somewhere else for their laser. We want them to ideally know that we can really fix everything for them. And that means that you need to create, though, that perfect tailored treatment for them. Customization is really important with modalities. And having a, I think, a business partner in that, whether it's your distribution company or your business development manager or your education, your trainer, that really understands the dynamic of how to layer them in, what, when to do this, when not to do that. I think every business owner deserves to find that that person in a company when they're selling them a device or a skincare that understands that. So yeah, I think it can do so much, not just for the business and profit, but overall for your reputation and integrity in the industry. It's amazing what it can do.
After the break, Denise talks treatment planning and the benefits of. But first, a word about the brilliant brand that she works for. Bringing you 14 world-class professional beauty brands that work in harmony, Professional Beauty Solutions take a 360-degree approach to doing business with their salon partners, offering you everything you need to run a successful, profitable beauty business. Experience the convenience of having all your business needs met by a single supplier. Enjoy the personal touch only a family-owned business can offer, and benefit from the exceptional service, training, marketing support, and business education they offer. From award-winning aesthetic devices, advanced cosmeceutical skincare and mineral makeup, to internal skincare products, tanning, and spa body treatments, PBS pride themselves on providing their salon and clinic partners with amazing products that achieve real results, along with a level of confidence and business support that no other company can. Visit www.probeautysolutions.com to find out more. Thank you so much to the team at PBS for making this episode of the Beauty Industry Podcast possible. And now back to Denise. And you've touched on something there that I think we don't do well enough of in our industry, which is the treatment planning and preparation. Because I know as a client who mystery shops businesses a lot monthly, yeah, I would go in and have that initial consultation. The therapist would do it so well. She would do that treatment, that first treatment, so well, and then go, so do you want to rebook in 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah.
And my default is no, yeah, right? And that's yeah, a lot of our clients' default is just no, because it's the easiest option. And yeah, then when you do go back, it's like, oh, well, why don't we try some of this today? And then you go back a second time, and then it's like, oh, well, why don't we try some of this today? You know, and sometimes you get an ad hoc peel, and then you'll get a random skin needling session, mm-hmm, and then we're doing laser. But I think, yeah, the magic really is where you can devise, as you said, that word bespoke and custom treatment plan for your client and go, okay, Tamara, because you are concerned with both epidermal and dermal pigmentation, I'm going to need to see you for that 3, 6, 9 insert amount of months, right? And the, yep, pathway is going to look like this. Today, we'll start you off with a basic facial because I don't know your skin. I want to see how it responds, but then I'd love to introduce, yep, a light peel. After that peel in the third treatment, we'll do a peel and maybe some light IPL, and you advance up, mm-hmm, because this way the client is understanding their skin, the journey, the cost of the journey, and the investment. So what does the downtime look like? What does that journey of time look like? Yeah. Rather than, oh, let's do this today and it costs $150 and let's do this next time, yeah, and it costs $90. And then the client's kind of like, how much am I up for every time? Yes. I don't know.
Yeah. And I think that honesty and laying the expectations out from the beginning is the key to also, like, some, don't get me wrong, some girls are, some therapists are so good at this, but I wish, and it's something that you don't get taught how to do this in college, right? You know, and sometimes, so I think, yeah, that, you know, planning out them expectations, there's something you can do for everybody's budget as well. And having that honest conversation with them up front can make the world of difference, not just with the results, but with your relationship with them and that trust. And yeah, so I'm a huge fan of that. I think that consultation, as you said, is key. It's the key part. Absolutely. It's the most interesting thing that we do as a therapist anyway, is the consultation. It's the best part of our job, I think.
Totally. And we've talked about the benefits of these multi-modalities and kind of treatment pathways for the business and also for the client in terms of, well, obviously faster results, right? But in terms of the therapist, the benefit there is that they're learning so much. You know, they're learning different treatments and different techniques. And in one treatment, you might be doing skin needling, in the next you're doing IPL, in the next you're doing peels. So from a therapist's point of view, you're never stagnant, you know, it's never boring and it's never robotic.
Yeah, and exactly. And I think, you know, skin is complicated. It's intricate and it has so many. So what I mean by that is, like, it's one size is not going to fit all. We know that. And especially with your tricky skin conditions, you need to look at treating them different layers of the skin. So going back to that, you know, don't be afraid to say, okay, well, IPL is not going to fix everything here. I might need some peels. I might need some LED. I might need some needling. I think as therapists, we think of that and go, oh my God, the client's not going to be able to afford this, or it's going to be so overwhelming. And it's not. If you plan it out, they don't need to know all the little nitty gritty details that we need to understand. They just need to know that they're in good professional hands, and you need to be confident in how you're going to layer the modalities in to manage her skin health the most. But that's when you see real, not instant results, but long-term results that last.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm curious to hear what you think about over-treating, because sometimes when we go, oh my goodness, I've got this plethora of modalities and ingredients and solutions and machineries and all of the things, I want to do everything to my client. But sometimes we can get there too fast.
Yes. And look, I think that's what I love about therapists. We naturally want to fix everything, right? Because we're nurturers. So we all want the best for our client's skin. And sometimes our clients put pressure on us too, because they want instant results. And so I think you've got to be good at your management of their expectations. But over-treating, I think as a junior therapist, I was more nervous about that. I think there's a principle that you have to always understand the fundamentals of where you need to start, then your risk of over-treating is quite minimum, really. I think with the right training that can help. So I guess to prevent over-treating, because you do see it in the industry, but exploring which treatments can be safely combined for maximum benefit is the key to the success of that treatment program. And knowing how to avoid treatments is also vital to avoid adverse reaction or damage to the skin. The best approach, I guess, is if you consider three key things all the time. The first one is never to be aggressive. Your approach should be progressive rather than aggressive. And the second one is what I think beauty therapists are best at, is managing the skin health first. So you've got to prepare that skin. You can't needle a skin that's really unhealthy. And sometimes we go there too quick, or you might go straight to an IPL or laser. So the preparation of the skin health is first and foremost before you do any invasive technologies. And then last but not least, boosting that skin's capacity to heal and regenerate will also determine how positive the treatment course will be. So they're the three key things. And if you think of them three fundamentals, you won't have a problem with over-treating.
Yes, I love that. And, you know, we could almost tick that off in our head when we're doing that first consultation. So what does the treatment plan look like? You know, we can say, how can we be progressive rather than aggressive here? Tick one. How can we, if not already, prepare the skin, you know, so that it can heal first? And then three, in what kind of capacity can we actually boost the skin so that it can harness that wound healing process? I love that so much.
Yeah, that's the key. Less adverse reactions and happier clients. Yeah,
absolutely. Now, my probably ultimate favorite treatment is a microdermabrasion followed by an IPL pigment rejuve so that I can, you know, sloth away all of those dead skin cells and then get the IPL and just smash those little melanocytes. Yeah. If you had to pick a favorite treatment combination, what would that be?
Yeah. It changes a lot because it depends on, it's funny, we always think about ourselves first when we think of these combination treatments. I've got quite a complex skin. You know, I have, you know, I'm naturally an eczema sufferer. I don't get it on my face, thank God, but I am always in some sort of an inflamed state generally, and I get rosacea, sometimes pustular rosacea. But I also, my biggest concern is lines and wrinkles. So it's like, damn, I want to fix my lines and wrinkles, but I have all these other issues that need to be addressed. And the skin health for me is the biggest management issue that I always come across. And I'm sharing my story because I think there's a lot of clients out there. Like, Tamara, I would love your skin. Like, if I didn't have to deal with the inflammation and I could just go in there and treat the pigment straight away or the wrinkles, I would love to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. So for myself, when I have a complex skin for sure. It's if I was treating myself, I guess the best combination that I love is I would start generally with a course of LEDs. If I had not been going regularly to a salon, I think strengthening the skin with a course of good medical grade LED device. I want to say medical grade because the nanometers have to be correct for you to really control inflammation in the skin. Combined with really good cosmeceutical. And what I mean by cosmeceutical, we all think, oh, we'll just put them on a good serum, but you need to pre-treat the skin with things like good tyrosinase inhibitors are so important. And we underestimate that. And pre-treating that skin, for me, it would be 2 weeks, but in some cases they want to be feeding them to the skin morning and night for at least 2 or 4 weeks, depending on the Fitzpatrick. A good SPF. And having enough nutritional ingredients like antioxidants and, you know, stem cells or peptides as well that are feeding that skin. And then if you can add in a little bit of retinol and AHA, then you're really winning. So that's where I always start for some of it. So I'd start with that and then a couple of peels generally, depending. For me, I do peel my skin. It responds really well. But then after the peels, I want to do some fractional mesotherapy. Mm. That's what I'm a little bit obsessed with right now. We do fractional fusion mesotherapy, which combines your traditional skin needling of collagen induction, but with electroporation, which is kind of that next generation of infusing medicine skincare. And it gets it right. It's transdermal delivery. So it kind of pushes that meso formula right into the site of pathology where the issue arises. And for me with rosacea, that's really important because it's constant management. So I use a meso formula to treat my rosacea and I needle. And needling is so remarkable at strengthening the skin. And like you, I love a good IPL. So I'd finish off then with IPL because I tend to get a lot of broken capillaries and redness. And I'm starting to get a little bit of post-inflammatory hyperpigment because I do tend to have that heat in my skin from the rosacea. So for me, that's the best combo. So I think I said LED, peels, good cosmeceutical, fractional mesotherapy, and IPL. Right now, that's my favorite combo.
I love that. And it's also important that you've called out there the use of topical skincare as well, because I think when we think about combining modalities, we just go straight to machinery, but we know to strengthen up that skin, you do need the at-home work because, hey, we're not in our clients' bathrooms every single morning and every single night, right?
And that really matters. You know, you often hear this, and it's not rubbish. You know, 70 to 80% of the true result will come from what they're putting on their skin at home. It's like, I always say to my therapist, tell them, like, they go to the dentist and they get a beautiful set of new teeth, or they get veneers done, or they get whatever. And then it's like going home and not brushing your teeth. It's like, it's crazy. So that maintenance at home is really key for when you're especially working with modalities and invasive procedures. You want to limit the risk of reaction and post-inflammatory hyperpigment. And with a good cosmeceutical, you can really do that.
Yes. Now, I'm interested to know, because as part of your role as a BDM, you're traveling around and you're seeing a lot of different businesses, and they can be like a solo business, a home business, a corporate business, you know, with kind of like multi locations with the same owner, or even franchises. In terms of devices, I know a lot of people out there will be going, oh my goodness, I want to introduce all of these so that my business, my team, and my clients can just have the best time in salon. Yeah. But in your experience visiting all of these businesses, what do you think the first device should be that a business could introduce?
It's an easy answer for me, but the quality of that device does matter. I think LED should be the first place to go, because Tamara, it's so good at strengthening the skin, right? And when it's the right nanometers and it's a medical grade piece of equipment. And ideally you want to have blue, red, and near infrared in that device if you can. Why I say LED is because, first of all, it's suitable for nearly all skin types and concerns. There are so little contraindications. So pretty much any person that walks through that door will benefit from an LED device or an LED treatment. And we know it to be the most profitable treatment in the industry because there is little to no running cost. It costs the same to turn on an LED device as it does the light bulb above your head. Mm. And the training the science behind it, believe it or not, is quite complex and detailed, but it's easy to operate. So anyone from a junior therapist all the way up to a senior therapist can operate it. So you don't need to have a high skilled workforce to also start making money from this device. And for me, it's the first step. I mean, one thing I will say tomorrow about LED, even for me, like I started working with LED about 13 years ago, right? And it was always kind of trained with me to kind of sell it as an add-on, add it on to the facial to enhance the result. And as I started studying myself LED more and more over the years, because I'm a huge, huge fan of it, I've discovered that it's not utilized enough in our treatment planning or programs. And it really should be used to pre-treat skins, to strengthen that skin, increase ATP levels, so that the skin is working at optimum energy levels before you start hitting it with an invasive procedure. So we don't do that well enough, I believe, in our industry. And also it can be used as a corrective treatment. And it's never as a standalone. So just having an LED as a treatment can complete, like I've seen fantastic results on acne, psoriasis even, and dermatitis and eczema, skins that you might never even want to touch in some cases. And I've seen it completely manage them to the point where they're ready for needling or IPL and laser. So it's a remarkable standalone when it's used in a good course and a program. And also it should be used as a maintenance treatment within your salon. So once a client has maybe completed a course of peels or needling or IPL or laser, it should be used to maintain that result. And ideally, we recommend treatments as maintenance 4 to 6 weeks, depending on the age of that client, because the older the client, the more aggressive that treatment plan should be. And if it's used like that, it will be the device that is used the most. You know, you'll probably need more than one if you use it correctly within your salon. So for me, it has to be LED.
Yes, absolutely. And you know who does this so well, who we've had on the podcast before, is Lisa Vong of Fresh Face Spa. I know that they've got an LED lounge. They've got a couple of Dermalux LEDs that sit on the table. And then they've got these gorgeous lounging chairs, which the client sits in. And they do. They don't just have the LED as an upgrade to the service. They have that as a service in its own. And they've got incredible reviews online from people just saying, just LED alone has done so much for my skin.
Yeah. And the other benefit, like I talk so much about clinical results, but we call it the happy light, because it does offer this sense of well-being. We know that red and near infrared combined actually help to increase serotonin levels. So you get this happy hormone release and people kind of become quite addictive to it. And it's the best device at increasing your frequency of visit. And they're in and out in 30 minutes. It's, you know, they can come on their lunch break. It's one of them treatments where the post-care instructions are minimal. They can go straight back out and put makeup on or go out in the sun. So yeah, great results, no downtime, pain-free. Who doesn't love that, right?
Absolutely. And to your point there, this might even be something that a savvy or high-performing therapist would factor into the consultation. So if your client's booked in for a treatment, whatever that treatment might be, and you're doing the consultation and you say, how are your stress levels today? And she goes, oh my goodness. Or he goes, oh my goodness, 10 out of 10. I'm a busy mom. I have X, Y, and Z, da, 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 da. You might say, well, actually, did you know that it, you know, through LED, we can increase the serotonin. It's going to give you that 10 minutes out, reduce those stress levels, da, da, da. So obviously from a physical results point of view, when we combine modalities, we can get incredible topical results. But even from like an emotional supportive level and well-being level, when we combine these results and combine these modalities, we can get those fantastic results as well.
Yeah, it's a really good all-rounder. It's very dynamic, that device. Yeah.
Absolutely. So Denise, one last question before I let you go. You know, our industry has come such a way. I mean, even, you know, when I think about when I first entered into the industry only like 13 years ago now, we didn't have really, like we did have, but we weren't utilizing a lot of these modalities and machineries. Mm-hmm. Do you have any like predictions or excitements for the next couple of years? And do you think these modalities and devices are going to be a trend, or do you think they're going to be here to stay?
Oh, they're definitely here to stay for sure. I think, I'm so excited to be in this industry because it's truly remarkable. Like the science and the technologies that are coming out now, like my mind is blown every day. Like I never get bored. So, I mean, there are some things. It's not the technologies, but the technologies will never go away tomorrow because they work, I guess. And the science, they're backed by science. Anything that has clinical data and papers, we know that they're never going to go away. Obviously, there are some companies that will produce devices that aren't clinically proven and they might go away, but the technologies themselves won't. So I think finding the right company that is partnering or distributing really good quality devices is, because not all devices are created equal, right? So that's the first thing I would say. But what I'm seeing more now, and even ourselves at PBS, we've brought on two new device companies, Biotherapeutics from Seattle, and also Polygen by Luminous, which are a great medical device company. But what I see, they're starting to develop these really neat, compact, beautiful, really plush devices that have multiple platforms in one. Like, for example, we've just launched the new Geneo, which has a tripolar radio frequency handpiece. It has a oxygeneo and micro exfoliation. So it does oxygen, which not you're putting oxygen in the skin, but creating natural oxygen within the skin, and micro exfoliation combined with infusion and massage. It's like, I'm like, the technologies these days are incredible. And yeah, so they're definitely here to stay. And I think what we see the trend in now, Tamara, is that everybody wants the superfacial, right? What is a superfacial? It's generally a facial that combines technology. I'm a huge fan of Linton Lasers. I created a few years back the Illumi facial, which is a light-based device facial. So it doesn't just include a peel, a cleanse, like you'd probably love it, Tamara, because it's got it does all over rejuvenation. Then it goes in, gets rid of the broken capillaries, and then zaps your pigmentation spots. So we're seeing a massive move in the industry to more towards them superfacials. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to go away anywhere because the results are so good that people don't mind paying a little bit more for a treatment that's going to give them more longer term results. So.
Yes. And from like a client point of view, that like power word, super facial, I'm like, book me in today, yesterday.
Yes, 3-in-1. I'm going to have let you try our 3-in-1 super facial from the Geneo because it's one of my favorite treatments. Yeah, love it. gives you that instant like bridal package ready to go. It's really beautiful. Yeah. But there's lots of devices that do that too, you know. One thing I will say though, Tamara, is we can get very excited about all the technologies, but understanding your business model, if you really are looking at adding a device to your business, I would say try and find someone that doesn't just want to sell you a device, that really wants to understand your treatment menu, your servicing, and your team. Because often, Tamara, I've seen salons take on big laser devices or really advanced technology, and then their team is unable to operate them. And so what you have then is maybe the owner is the only one able to do laser. So the return on investment is maybe only a third of what it should be. So starting off with the right device is certainly key to, you want to make, see that big return on investment coming back to you within that first, you know, 2 to 3 months at least. So yeah, that would be my best advice. Making sure you choose the right device for your team is the key as well.
Yes, that is such gold advice. Denise, thank you so much for coming and having a chat with me today. I am ready to jump off and jump into somebody's online booking system and just zap all of the things away. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tamara. Nice to see you again. Take
Likewise.
Care of yourself.
Adds to cart literally everything Denise said for that glowing skin. And no joke though, I am so sold on all of the treatments. And I guess the lesson from this conversation today is that when you simply talk to your client and emphasize the results in a super achievable and easy to understand way, with a small step treatment plan, the rebooking and the client retention just happens, which is absolute magic. I would love to hear if you've stepped up your client treatment planning post listening to today's episode, so please feel free to tag us in some of your before and afters on the Instagram, and we will definitely share them over on ours at Beauté Industry. Until next time, stay connected.